For friends who may be visiting, Deacon Doug Bullimore, our permanent deacon here at Little Flower, Father Tom Landgraf, who so generously is, and in such important ways, is a part of our community. We so deeply appreciate everything you do with us, Father Tom. Father Matt Frisbee is one of the associate pastors in Sandusky, where there are three parishes, for those from Little Flower. His pastor is Father Joe. Now, I don't know if Father Joe knows he's here, so we haven't seen Father Matt. He's probably looking for him right now at one of their masses. And Father Matt and some women from Sandusky were among the participants in our retreat. For those who have participated in a retreat, oftentimes God blesses us with a real gift, a gift of awareness, a gift of recognition. And I have to say, I was really profoundly touched. It happened to me early in the retreat, and it was unmistakably clear that the Lord was speaking to me. And this was his message. I just feel compelled to share it with you. Sixty beautiful women. Beautiful women. Beautiful women. And a great grace that Father Matt and I shared, and that the parish shares, and the parishes from which all of the women share. In this gospel text, last weekend it was an empty tomb. It was the hysteria of Mary Magdalene. She runs to Peter and the beloved disciple. They come to the tomb. Jesus isn't there. They come to believe, but they're a ways to go in understanding. And the scene opens today. It's a little later in the 20th chapter. We have Mary Magdalene actually encountering the risen Lord that has happened in the meantime. And the scene begins in the evening of that same day. Well, what same day? The same day as the resurrection taking place, that same Sunday. Now it's night. So they know the Lord has appeared to Mary Magdalene. The tomb has been empty. And how is the scene? How does it begin? In the evening of that same day. Evening, it's John. He's so masterful with the details. There's going to be an imperfect faith that's going to be on display if it's evening as opposed to day. The first day of the week, and the doors were locked out of fear. Gosh, we have a long way to go, don't we? And then Jesus appears. For the first time, he's appearing to the apostles. For the first time, he's appearing, and he somehow is able to come through the locked doors. And he appears. And he says, only one of you guys were at the cross. Where the heck were the other 11? I mean, really? 3 years teaching and acting and preaching. How many times do I have to go over this? How many times do I have to do this? No, my Bible really doesn't say that. It doesn't. But my natural reaction, you know, when I step back from it, and it's not just sort of a story that I'm not really thinking about, but instead it's just something I say, yeah, peace be with you, in the room, and they live happily ever after, that kind of thing. You know, when we live on the surface with a story, this is exceptionally dramatic. In his greatest hour of need, they are absolute miserable failures. Running, fleeing. They're not even cowering and hiding around the cross. They're gone. And they want nothing to do with him. Recalling Peter's own denial, not once, not twice, but three times. And that was just the courtyard. Wow. And Jesus is relentless in his pursuit of our minds and of our hearts. that he wants not at war with us, but in communion with us, a deep, abiding intimacy, that there is nothing, no thing that we can do, however great the consequence of fear may be, however strong we think we are locked in behind ourselves, however unworthy we feel or resentful we feel, Jesus will find his way through those barriers that we erect, and he will say, not condemnation, but offer salvation through mercy. Peace, my brothers and sisters, is not a mental exercise. It is the presence and the power of the Lord, which is given, which is extended, which is lavished upon us in the most liberal of ways. He wants us to be inebriated with his peace, and by means of which to become who it is that we have been created to be as children of God. It doesn't matter what it is that is causing that obstacle. It doesn't have to remain. And all we have to do is to receive that peace, that presence, and that power. Receive it. Let today be a moment of encounter with the Lord Jesus in our prayer. Encounter him. Let him give you the peace that he so deeply desires you to receive and to experience and to take with you in all of the different places that we're going to wind up, be it Sandusky or Temperance or Bowling Green or Louisville or wherever the case may be. You take the peace with you, and you let others know that fear does not have to be the defining characteristic of daily life, no matter how hard it is. And the answer to fear is not between our ears. It's in our hearts, the core of our being, in simply receiving what Jesus gives. Divine peace and mercy. Let's stand and with confidence profess together our faith.